Still here at the Embankment, and I'm joined by four chaps, two of whom are supporting the Aussies, two are supporting the Brits. Firstly, how are you getting on together?
Very well, actually. Very well. We've known each other from previous stints over in Malaysia. So we get on very well, with a bit of banter here and there.
And where have you guys travelled from?
Melbourne. Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. And the young guy, Agar, is actually from Melbourne. And so we're quite proud yesterday.
And you've got, what's that, a little koala here. Is he your mascot?
Well, we're giving them away to anybody we like.
You've still got plenty left. Yeah.
So if you play your cards, right?
And what are your thoughts on the game?
I reckon it's just 50-50 at this stage. And this morning's session will tell the story. If England get away and hold on and keep their wickets in touch, I think... they got the box seat.
You're talking about Ashton Agar there. Yesterday we were in the press box, and I don't think that anybody, English or Australian, wanted to see him get out like that on 98. Everybody wanted him to get 100.
Well, I've got my hand in the air, and I completely agree with you that we didn't know who Ashton Agar was as well. So he was out of the blue, actually.
He's batting at number 11 for you guys, but he's clearly not a tail end a batsman. Where do you think he should be?
Oh, probably about number 8, number 7.
And moving over to the chaps here that are supporting England, what's our best hope of actually getting a win here today?
Week? Bat all day today and then just bowl them out tomorrow. Very simple, really.
Yeah. And last question, what sort of score do you think England are going to need?
Well, if they get a leader, anything over 250 will be difficult to chase because Swan will be turning it on the last day. So... if we get 320, 330,
yeah.
That'd be all right.
And we're hoping to bowl them out for about 150.